It's
an
odd one.
Hey oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 70. Sadly, spooky season is over, but do the spooks really stop? I don't think so. And that's why you're here, I hope. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why you listen to this podcast if you do, but thank you if you do. Anyhow, today we're going to learn about a Chinese zodiac. So here we go.
Zodiac.
I'm into that.
Today's Chinese zodiac lesson is about the tiger. Tigers, considered to be brave, cruel, forceful, and terrifying, are the symbol of power and lordliness in Chinese culture. In ancient times, people usually compared emperors or kings with the tigers. Tigers are also considered a patron deity for children, and parents will prepare the shoes and hats with tiger designs for their babies. The Chinese zodiac tiger sign entitles people born in the years of the tiger to be natural leaders. They are adventurous, ambitious, and have a strong sense of justice, but maybe also a little arrogant and impetuous. All right, you are a tiger if you were born in, well, for future, it's 2034. We still have a little ways for that. God, that's 10 years away next year. Whew, time flies. Anyhow, so 2034, 2022, 2010, 1998, 1986, 1974, 1962, 1950, 1938, 1926, and 1914. And again, subtract or add 12 to any of those numbers, basically 1914 or 2034, to either continue to go up past 2034 to know those future ones, or subtract from 1914, subtract 12, and just keep subtracting 12 to hit every year to know who a tiger was. So yeah, I hope you learned something. If I haven't said it before, I'm going to say it again. I thoroughly enjoy the Chinese zodiac. I think it's fun. I like that they use animals, and you'll definitely learn which animal I am if I haven't said it already, because my memory is not the greatest, but you'll definitely learn what I am when my birthday comes up. So keep an eye out for that. But are you a tiger? Because I would like to know. Anyhow, we're going to go ahead and move on to stories.
This comes from fun-capital1351 on Reddit.
This incident took place a few years ago when I was still in primary school. Back then, my family and I were still living in one of the flats in Jurong West. There was a large canal behind our HDB block, and there is a secondary school. Since it is the Hungry Ghost Festival now, I thought it would be the perfect timing to share this story, as it took place during the Hungry Ghost Month. Since I was young, my family made it a point to prepare offerings during the Ghost Month, and we always prepare the offerings facing the canal. After doing what we were told, my siblings and I loved playing at the canal area, where we would play catch and sometimes spot fish. Although, we couldn't really see any. Over the years, nothing much happened. Until something eventually happened. As usual, we started playing after placing the offerings. And since I was older, I knew a lot more about things. I read somewhere that you could see ghosts when you look between your legs, which is a common Asian belief. I didn't know what I was thinking, but I thought it would be the best situation to try out this myth. I took a deep breath and decided to do it. I spread my legs apart and looked in between. My view was of the offerings that was placed earlier, but I didn't see anything. In my mind, I thought to myself, my parents are liars. Why are there no ghosts? I didn't see any ghosts. Although I did not see anything, little did I know, I had an influence over my younger brother. The next thing I saw was my younger brother mimicking my actions while giggling to himself. Since nothing happened to me, I thought it would be the same for him, but I was wrong. His giggling turned into a loud cry. He started shouting, "Boo-yow!" repeatedly while crying, which translates to, "I don't want." As soon as he started crying, all the candlelights faded, even though there was no wind. As usual, I was laughing because my young dumb mind thought that he was joking. Not too long after, my parents came, and I got an ass-whooping for influencing my younger brother. After much consoling done by my parents, my little brother opened up to us. He said it was crowded and there were many people squatting. What I remembered was him describing a large group of people squatting around the offerings and had begun to move towards him when he looked in between his legs. After hearing that, I could not sleep the whole night because I was too scared that those things followed us home and was watching me sleep. Although nothing paranormal happened that night, my parents brought us to the temple to cleanse ourselves and get rid of any negative energy. I shifted a few years later and saw some articles claiming that the area is supposedly haunted. Maybe that's the reason why I had the chills at times when I was there, but thankfully nothing happened to me. So first of all, if you're wondering what the Hungry Ghost Festival is, it is, according to traditional customs, the souls of the dead are believed to roam the earth during the festival, and these ghosts can get up to mischief if ignored. To prevent this, all sorts of offerings are made during this period, which is the 7th month of the lunar calendar. And I just pulled that from Google, but I think that's pretty scary and also just a little funny. Just because this person was just doing it just to just, you know, test out the waters and see if they could see anything. Well, obviously they did not, but their brother did, and their parents were not happy about it. But also, it's a really interesting thing that I have never heard of about seeing ghosts when you bend over and look through your legs. So that's a new one for me, and I think that's fun in a weird way because it's just different to hear different customs from around the world. I mean, I definitely learned something on this one, but I think it's great that the parents went and got them cleansed just because, just in case any of those spirits were attached to them, and I'm pretty sure probably neither of the kids ever did anything like that ever again. But hey, I guess it works. So are you going to try it out or not? It's a new one. It's a new one that I've never heard of, and I think it's pretty neat. Obviously, you don't want to get into trouble, as in I don't know that you want to invite ghosts, you know, but if you want to give it a try and let me know if it works and then have your own ghost story, feel free. Be my guest. Let me know how it goes, but you should probably get cleansed afterwards just in case. Anyhow, let's go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from fit-advantage9896 on Reddit.
I was living in San Diego when this happened. My mother, myself, and her boyfriend decided to stay at his mother's house while we were looking for a new place of our own. I was staying in a room that was attached to the hallway, which leads to the front door. In the room, there was a lamp, a TV, and a bed. The bed had wheels, meaning it can be moved out if needed. So, I was fully in bed, when the paranormal activity started. It was small at first, with strange foot movements on the sheet, like an animal was walking on top of them. But the mother had no animals. I tried to ignore it, for I believe that giving the ghost attention just makes things worse. That didn't work, because the next thing to happen was creaking noises from the wheels, as if someone was moving the bed. The bed wasn't being moved, though. I had turned on the lamp and TV to try to calm myself down. That didn't really stop anything, though, because the sounds were still happening. My mother had noticed the light on, and maybe she heard the TV, because she opened the door and came in. She didn't seem to notice the sounds, because she just told me to go to sleep. I was having trouble staying awake and had fallen asleep when the animal movements had returned. Something told me to open my eyes. Don't know what, but I did. When I saw that I wasn't in the room anymore, I was in the hallway. The bed had been moved there by some unseen force. The bed where I had my feet were facing the open front door. Then it ran with the bed in its hands toward the front door, basically pushing myself and the bed out to the dark outside. I woke up and was in the room again. The noise and animal movements had stopped. After this, everything was fine. I hadn't had an experience since this one. One last thing. I asked the mother about the room I was in. She told me that her husband used the room before he died. She then told me that she had events happen in that home since. When she had visitors stay in that room, her husband would mess with them to scare them out. Well, that's just a rude-ass ghost, but I can't say I wouldn't be doing the same. I mean, yeah, that's freaking scary, but he's just doing it on the other side just to, like, pull pranks. I mean, it's rude on our side, but he's probably laughing on his side, so how do you take that? I mean, in the moment, yeah, you're scared as hell, but, like, I think it's kind of funny in a weird way. That's kind of messed up. I mean, I'm sorry. This is terrifying for that person, but really, if you look at it, like, this man passed away, and now he's, like, being a dick on the other side. He probably thinks it's funny, you know? Okay, maybe that's not how it is. Maybe he's genuinely just a mean ghost, and it's not funny. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to get you out of that bed because he doesn't want anybody else to lay in that bed because it's a bad bed. I don't know. There's a lot of things you could go and say and whatever, but I like the joking way because it makes it a little less scary. So that's the view that I'm going to take with this one because, like I said, you could put any spin on it that you want. It doesn't diminish the person who wrote this story. It doesn't diminish their feelings by any means, but it just makes it a little less scary. So anyhow, what are your thoughts? Do you have a story like this? Let me know. Or like one prior to, let me know. I really enjoy learning about all the customs that people have with spirits around the world. So if you have any of those, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.